This is John Batchelor. A long conversation with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, about the Colorado decision to remove Donald Trump's name from the ballot, the primary ballot. It was restored, but now arguments before the Supreme Court are scheduled for February 8th. Colorado, the Secretary of State in charge of the election in Colorado, has entered a brief naming the former president as an ineligible insurrectionist and therefore to be removed. I asked the professor about this language, ineligible insurrectionist, and he says that it turns on the word insurrection. What does that mean? And at that point, we look at the idea, will the Supreme Court define it, or will it rule on the basis of the fact that the original Section 3 of the 14th Amendment did not include the president and the vice president, is the case. Here's Professor Richard Epstein on this textual argument with regard to the 14th Amendment and the presumption of definition of insurrection. What is an insurrection? What is an insurrectionist? Professor Richard Epstein.
Well, I think the Trump brief is correct. If the president is not an officer covered by this particular section, then everything that follows about insurrections is inapplicable. If they decide incorrectly, in my view, that somehow or the is covered, then in effect they'd have to define an insurrection, but they would have to do it against a background in which the only insurrectionist were people fought in a war against the United States. And so it would take a great deal of massaging to do with no precedents and no legislative history. We've had serious insurrections. At the end of the Spanish-American War, for example, the United States conquered the Philippines, and there was an insurrection going on there. And what President McKinley said, suppress the insurrection. But those were guys hiding in the field that had weapons, militaries, and organized campaign structure. This wasn't a bunch of rad-pack people taking selfies inside the government. Interference with an election is not an insurrection.
All right, let me look at it in another way. I'm reading the brief as carefully as I can. More of this later.